singing, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your love.
Thank you, Master. And thank you, Adonai. In Jesus' precious name. Want to appreciate God for his goodness. Appreciate him for his mercies. Appreciate him for a most explosive and exciting conference. Lives changed. Incredible testimonies for people on ground here and people even online. And we say to him be all the praise in Jesus' name. 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and in verse 13. 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and in verse 13. It came to pass. We'll start from verse 12. Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, of Heman, of Jeduthun, and their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard, in praising and thanking the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice, with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Speaking on praise and the glory. We just dealt on the subject of the rising glory. Now we want to see the connection between our praise and the glory. We said in the first service that praise is the sure way to the glory. Now Habakkuk chapter 3 and in verse 3. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 3. He said, God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. What is the meaning of that? If his glory will manifest from heaven, the earth must be full of his praise. If heaven must release glory, earth must release praise. Praise from the earth equals glory in the heavens, from the heavens. And so, today we are here to give him the praise, to give him the thanks, to give him the worship, to give him the testimonies. Because if the glory must manifest from heaven, the earth must release the praise. Now, when the glory manifests from heaven, what do we expect? When the glory of God is manifested, what do we expect? We saw that in 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and in verse 13 and 14. The house was filled with a smoke, so that the priest could no longer stand to minister. The house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could no longer stand to minister. So two things we said happened. Number one, the house was filled with a cloud. When the glory of the Lord arrived, the house was filled with a cloud. What is the implication of the cloud? We mentioned two in the last service. I will mention another two in this service. What does the cloud represent? Number one, or number three now. One, we said the cloud represented his presence in the first service, and then the cloud represented divine direction. But for this service, the cloud represents revival and refreshing. In Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1, he said, "We shall ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field." Clouds. The cloud represents rain. It represents refreshing. It represents revival. This morning, as we praise God, the glory shall be released. And as the glory is released, the rain shall fall. The refreshing shall happen. Everyone who came in here with any climate of dryness, that climate of dryness is over forever. Everyone who came in here with a ground that is hard, the hardness of ground shall be over forever. Lift your right hand and say, "I receive the rain of refreshing and revival by the glory of the Lord." Say it again. "I receive the rain of refreshing and revival by the glory of the Lord." Shout the loudest, amen. What does the cloud represent? Number second, the cloud represents divine protection. The house was filled with a cloud. Divine protection. In Isaiah chapter 4 and in verse 5, the Bible said, "And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and a smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense." The cloud represents the defense of the glory. It represents the defense of the glory. When the glory of the Lord arrives, the cloud of the Lord arrives, and that cloud is a cloud of defense. I announce to someone here today in the name of Jesus, every trace of threat around your life, threat to your health, threat to your family, threat to your existence in the earth, threat to your finances. As we receive this cloud of glory today, you shall be defended in the name of Jesus. You shall be defended in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and say, "I am defended by the cloud of his glory. I am not vulnerable. I am defended by the cloud of his glory in the name of Jesus." The cloud represents the defense of the Lord, divine protection. So the first thing that happened when the glory manifested was the house was filled with the smoke. Number two thing that happened was that the priest could not stand to minister. The priest could not stand to minister. We saw that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and in verse 14. The priest could not stand to minister. This priest could not stand to minister. What is the meaning of this priest could not stand to minister? Number one, it means they stepped into the realm of rest. They stepped into the realm of rest. When the glory of God appears, rest is the outcome. They stepped. They were off their feet. They were flat on their face, on their back, on their side. They stepped into the realm of rest. Rest in the glory. Rest in his presence. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Except the glory of the Lord is not there. That is where you experience stress. That is where you experience struggle. That is where you experience sweating. When the glory of God is not there, sweating is inevitable. Struggle is compulsory. Stress is mandatory. But where the glory of God is, rest is also compulsory. Am I speaking to somebody here? So this is the equation. When we praise God, we see His glory. When we see His glory, we step into rest. Right now, I announce to somebody, every trace of rest, every trace of stress, every trace of sweating in your life is expiring this morning. Lift your right hand and say, I receive rest from stress. I receive rest from sweat. I receive rest from struggles. Hallelujah. So they stepped into the realm of rest. And second, they experienced manifestations at the frequency of God. Manifestations at the frequency of God. When the glory appears, man begins to rest, God begins to walk. Things begin to happen at the frequency of God. Things begin to happen that only God could have done. In the glory realm, when people see your results, they say, this can only be God. This can only be God. This can only be God. Things begin to happen at the frequency of God. This can only be God. This kind of testimony can only be God. Get set. Because we are stepping into the praise realm this morning. And from the praise into the glory. And from the glory, things are going to happen that only God could have done. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand and say, it can only be God. I am stepping into a realm where it can only be God. Young small girl in the first service, polymyositis, muscle affliction that rendered her completely invalid. Mother backed her to church. She's been in that condition for 2 years. She was in the conference that just passed and then fell under the anointing wherever she was sitting. And then entered into a trance and saw me lay hands upon her. And when she got up from that vision, she stood up on her feet and became normal. She walked up this altar, walked down in this first service. That can only be God. Young man who just testified now that had impotence for as long as he could remember. And the girl dared that situation, dared the situation. I will marry you like that. It's better than lying and they discover that you are impotent. It's better. That is better. That is, the person knows the situation she's walking into and agrees to walk into it. It's far better than the other one I knew some years ago where the man was impotent and didn't tell the girl until they married. And they were, and she realized she entered into a nightmare and lasted for 7 to 8 years. Hallelujah. And God deleted that situation. A manifestation, a testimony that people will say, this can only be God, is about to happen to someone here. If you are that one, your amen will be the loudest. A this can only be God kind of miracle is happening to somebody here. Somebody watching on the line. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise. What is the secret of the praise that bets the glory? What did the priest do? Number one, the Bible said they were arrayed in white garment. It's the same points as the first. They were arrayed. And what does that mean? The maintenance of uprightness and godliness. They maintained uprightness. Maintain uprightness and godliness. And that means two things. I've said the first one in the first service. It says, exercising the conscience to be void of offense towards God and towards man. But for this service, the major point we are zeroing on is existence in the fear of God. Existence. The kind of praise that will bring forth the glory and bring the result will come from those who exist in the fear of God. Psalm 8 and in verse 13 tells us about that realm of the fear of God. Sorry, Proverbs 8 and in verse 13 tells us about that realm of the fear of God. Is the fear of God, is the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Existence in the fear of God. You live life as someone who fears God. There are people who don't fear God. And when you don't fear God, you walk naturally in evil. Praising in the fear of God brings the glory. And that glory ushers us into rest. Number two, the Bible said they were as one. And the meaning of that is walk in love and oneness with the brethren. Walk in love and oneness with the brethren. They were as one to make one sound to be heard. In verse 13. Walk in love and oneness with the brethren. Why is this very important? James chapter 3 verse 16. He said, for where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Why is this important? This is important because the absence of love is the presence of evil. The absence of love, if you want the devil to walk in your life, walk without love. Anywhere there is strife, evil is at home. The absence of love is the presence of evil. When you are praising God and your heart is bitter towards as many people as you cannot remember, and those you can't even remember, it is impossible to see the glory. There's somebody you have locked up in your heart. Release them, forgive them, discharge them, and acquit them from your heart so that you can see the glory of God. Somebody say aloud, amen. Number three, they made one sound. That means be consistent in your speech, especially towards God. Be consistent in your speech. What is the meaning of that to you? Don't make the sound of faith today and make the sound of doubt tomorrow. Today you talk faith, tomorrow you talk doubt. That kind of life is inconsistent. You can't see glory like that. Don't make the sound of faith today and make the sound of doubt tomorrow. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory today. Then tomorrow you say, the country we are living in, who knows? Who knows? Nigeria? Niger? Who knows? Who knows? If you don't know people, you are on your own. That is today. Then tomorrow, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Then next tomorrow, who dash monkey banana? One person, different kinds of sound. It reminds me of one man who came to me one day and he was telling me about who he wants to marry, that God has revealed to him who to marry. And I said, how are you sure that that person is the person you are to marry? He said, he is more sure of that person as his wife than his assurance of salvation. You have never heard a funny thing like that in your life? He is more sure. His whole salvation. Is there anything you will be more sure than your salvation? See, he's more sure that that person is his wife than he is sure of his salvation. That is the first statement. But after he pursued the person and the person refused to bow, he was convinced, but the person was not convinced. I then asked him later, what about that person that you are more sure of than your salvation? He said the prayer he prayed for that person to agree for them to marry, if he had prayed that prayer for Satan, Satan would have changed. Oh my God. From the same mouth. From the same mouth. Then the final level was when I said, all right, but you can still try. Even if you have, if it's the will of God, I think it has to work. You can still try and see if it will work. The final statement was very terrible. He said it will be easier for him to go to hell than to return. Return back to that person. That was the first time I was hearing those kind of things, and that was the last. I haven't heard it from another person. Oh my God. The same mouth. The person who just said now the conviction is stronger than his salvation. Praise the Lord. That is what God is saying. Don't say one today and say another tomorrow. Be consistent in your speech if you want to see the glory of God. Don't make the sound of faith today and make the sound of doubt tomorrow. I think laughter does good like medicine. Once in a while, this kind of tonic is good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just keep on, whatever happens, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory, not according to the economy of Nigeria. When men say they are cast down, I am saying there is a lifting up. My life must change. Even though it tarry, I will wait for it, for the vision is for an appointed time. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change comes. Stand up on your feet, everybody. Hallelujah. Say the right thing and keep on saying the right thing. Irrespective of what the devil wants you to say, irrespective of how the situations change, say the right thing and keep on saying. Take your seat, let me say the final one, and keep on saying the right thing. Finally, they gave thanks to God, emphasizing God's goodness. They gave thanks to God, emphasizing God's goodness. What does it mean to you? In the first service, we had mentioned that we should acknowledge the good things, the goodness of God in our lives to attract further goodness. But there is a dimension I want us to see in this service. That dimension is we must appreciate what the enemy could have done that God did not allow. Even if you cannot notice what God has done, try and identify what the enemy could have done that God did not allow. What the devil could have done that God frustrated. For example, you went on a journey. You were meant to meet a program. You missed the program because the vehicle had a challenge on the road. That was what you knew. What you didn't know was that the vehicle had the challenge, so you don't run into robbery, or you don't run into kidnap, or you don't run into banditry, or you don't run into a terrible accident. That was what you didn't know. That you are pained that you missed the program, not knowing that you should be thanking God that you didn't lose your life. You had an accident and the vehicle was written off. And you left the accident scene depressed, not knowing that it is not only the vehicle that was planned, the devil planned to write off. The devil planned to write off your life. Am I communicating? What happened is what you know. What could have happened is what you don't know. It's only God. So, always try to find out what the devil could have done that God did not allow. You are angry that you are not married, but you have a job. There is somebody else who is not married, does not have a job, does not have a house. What you went through and came out in your senses, somebody went through and ran mad. Hello? Am I communicating? Somebody hearing me? Huh? Somebody went through the same and ran mad. You live the life recklessly as an unbeliever. You didn't get any life-threatening infection. I know of people, the first time they had iniquitous relationship with somebody, the first time was HIV, the first one. My wife met someone like that while she was practicing medicine. Am I communicating at all? It is very, very important for us to thank God for what the devil could not allow. What the devil did not allow, to thank God for it. From my own mother's womb, the devil attacked me. Six weeks, I was in my mother's womb. 6 weeks. When she bled, until the conclusion is that the pregnancy has been lost. And she went back later on, and they realized the pregnancy had continued. And then when the pregnancy was 9 months, she went to the hospital. The people said that you are not pregnant. All these women. She said, I'm not, I mean, that's, you are not in labor. She said, I'm not in labor. I delivered first child, second child, third child, fourth child. This is fifth child. Five stands for grace. This is fifth child. And you are telling me I don't know pregnant labor. And she vexed and returned back home. And delivered the child on the bare house, bare ground, bare floor. Delivered placenta, cut the cord. This guy you are seeing here was born at home on the floor. With the threat of tetanus, of pertussis, of diphtheria, of measles, of cholera, of every single thing that go with being born like that. Delivered her placenta, cut the cord before people came. No wonder the ruggedity. Grow small, conversion, conversion. This same person. Conversion. Black of the eye is gone. White is out. Mother is not at home. She has to run. Baby is trying to die again. Phew. The devil fights anything he fears. If your life was surrounded by battles, congratulations, because you are designed for a mantle, very solid mantle. If you grew up in the midst of battles, you were born amidst battles, and the devil never gave you a chance when you are growing up. Congratulations, he's fighting you because he fears your future, he fears your destiny, he's afraid of what you will become. But I have bad news for the devil. The fear of the devil shall come on him. What the devil is afraid of regarding your life shall happen to that devil. Stand up on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Hallelujah. 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 What the devil planned for you that you are not aware of, be grateful to God for them. Is God speaking to somebody here? Right now, we are going to take about 8 to 10 minutes to give the Lord excited praise, explosive praise, heated praise, intensive, extensive praise. Somebody listen to me. The 31st day of December 2022 is not permitted to arrive until what God planned for you this year comes to pass. Until everything that is packaged for you this year comes to pass. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready to see the glory of God around you right now? Lift up your hands and say after me. Say, Father, I thank you for your glory. Release in my life. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. Say after me, say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
I come before you today.
I come before you today.
To thank you.
To thank you.
For what the enemy.
For what the enemy.
Planned.
Planned.
To do in my life.
In my life.
And against my life.
Against my life.
That he could not succeed in.
He could not succeed.
Father.
Father.
I thank you.
I thank you.
Because you are faithful.
You are faithful.
I appreciate you.
I honor you
for your faithfulness. I am sorry
for
any inconsistency in my speech.
In
the name of Jesus. Father, this moment,
I release
every offender.
I release
forgiveness.
In
the name of Jesus. And I ask, Lord, for cleansing. For my guilt. My fault,
my failures,
my errors,
my
mistakes. Forgive me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God.
Brother, for sin,
In Jesus'
precious name. Anybody ready to praise God? Ready to celebrate God? Ready to worship Him? How many of you are trusting God for something unusual to happen before this year ends? How many of you are trusting God that this year shall not end until your expectations come to pass? Now, how will you dance when it happens? Can you dance it right now? The things we called forth at the vigil, will you dance and celebrate them right now? Now, while we are doing so, everyone who has a testimony, one of our ministers will be waiting right there to receive those testimonies of the convention or even before the convention. Now, while this dancing is on, if there is somebody near you who is too psychedelic and too interested in his appearance, just give them chance. Just let them know, I didn't come to church to look at you. I came to church to celebrate God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give your leg permission to move. Give your hand permission to move. Praise Him in the dance. Let's go. Let's go.
With a heart of gratitude, I have come to give you praise. With a heart of gratitude, I have come to give you praise. With a heart of gratitude, I have come to give you praise. With a heart of gratitude, I have come to provide for you, sir. Hey. Oh, my God.
For the release of your glory, the release of your fire, the release of your power. All right, spread your hands in front of you. And when you are there,
are there, when you are there, when you are there,
and when you are there, when you are there, when you are there,
when you are there.
Everything that is yours this morning, I declare their release into your hands. What belongs to you and what pertains to your peace, no devil shall take them from you. Stretch the hands in front of you. Father, let it be.
And when you are there, 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 when you are there.
Thank you, Master. I decree that what is yours will enter your hands right now. What God has brought in here for you enters your hand right now. Can you call that name Jesus in a whisper? Jesus. Again. Jesus. Again. And again. And again. And again. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive. And bring the hand to yourself, like to your chest or something. Father, let what you have in store for these children of yours be released right now. Here this morning. Let yokes break, ancestral curses broken, generational curse broken. Let altars catch fire. Let children be released. Marital embargoes be lifted. Let fresh oil and fresh mantle fall. Let questions be answered. Let solution come. Let direction come. Let confusion disappear. Right now. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive. In the name of Jesus, I receive. I receive. Man, yeah. Receive it, receive it. What is yours, receive. What is yours, receive. What God has brought in here for you, receive. What is yours, receive. What is yours, receive. What God has brought in here for you, receive. Receive it. In the name of Jesus, call it dawn. Lift your hands and worship Him. Honor Him. Give Him a big clap and a shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. While we take these testimonies, if there are those who have encounters or visitations or healings or deliverances within this moment, just step forward here on my left hand side and we'll hear from you while we tell the testimonies. Yes, go ahead.
Sir, we had so much testifiers. We couldn't take more than 20% of what people that came out.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Here is Dr. Faithful, sir. She said one document of our document held back in an office for 24 years. 24 years. And it was like an embargo for 21 years. She has not been able to leave Port Harcourt where she's staying to travel to any other state, like an embargo. Members of our family have traveled everywhere they wanted to travel, but there has been this resistance.
For 21 years.
And wow. When she heard about this convention, she said, oh God, they have now moved my document from Port Harcourt to Abuja. I'm coming to this conference no matter what happens. Let this embargo be broken. Sir, she arrived on Tuesday against every protocol. That document has been released back to her.
Document of how many years?
24 years.
Are you just looking like that? Everything that
that is yours, that the devil has held all these years. Release. I declare immediate release now. In the name of Jesus, yes.
These are brought on Great Sunday. In a dream, he met a man in the dream encounter. The man has not been happy with him. And after that encounter, scratches. Can you imagine a man of this age scratching like a baby all over? At this convention, sir, the scratches went back to hell. The young man is free.
It has gone back to hell. Congratulations.
Eunice, Abu. They told her some years back that the reason why she's having stomach pain was fibroid, that she needed to do the surgery. When she went and did the surgery, yet the stomach pain never stopped until she stepped into the convention, sir. Now she's free. No more stomach pain.
Congratulations. The Lord set you free completely. In Jesus' precious name. And every ministering spirit following you about, step, lift up your hands. I declare the arrest of every evil presence, every monitoring presence, and every monitoring gadget positioned around your life to monitor your progress, monitor your moves, and break it and abort it at the end. Power of the Holy Ghost, I declare it over. Everyone sit at the end of this service, feeling that you feel a presence around you, an evil presence, like somebody's around you, but you look around, you can't see the person. I take authority over that satanic presence, over that demonic presence. I arrest that devil. I arrest that devil. Your tenure expires. Return back to hell in Jesus' name.
Sir, this is our sister, Denatu. She came into this assembly with so much afflictions. Hepatitis B, growth in her cranial, perineal region, and she needed an internship because she's a nurse. Sir, she did her foundation class, maturity and the rest, got back to the hospital. Hepatitis B has been checked back to her.
Hepatitis B gone.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And the growth disappeared even before she realized it.
I had an encounter with Daddy on the 8th of September. Then in that encounter, Daddy just looked straight to my eyes and then started singing a song which I have never heard. He said, I am upholded by the Lord. I am lifted by the Lord. Almighty God, please lead me high and take me far above the earth. And I heard Daddy singing one of this song this past day in another dimension. But after that encounter on the 8th, when I woke up, which I came with my license on the 7th, on the Healing and Deliverance Crusade, on the 7th of September, I told God, the license was expiring on the 9th. Then, in that encounter, after the encounter on the 8th, then on the 19th of September, I was called to come and pick up my appointment letter. We are the pioneer intern in the hospital. And then, the letter carried on the 8th of September, which means the letter has been printed, but the devil held it back. But after that encounter, it was released.
Hepatitis B gone also, and perineal growth gone. Every life-threatening condition in your life today, and every stubborn disease, I declare, it is over.
And indeed, sir, it's healing and that our healing and deliverance service is a crusade. She said healing and deliverance crusade.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Give the Lord the praise.
Our brother just came back from Sokoto after the medical and dental
exam. Licensing exam.
And he said he came here, lay down on the altar, asking the Lord for the success in that exam. And had an encounter with you. Sir, he has gone. He's back. He passed. And he has come to return of the glory.
What level exam?
Medical doctor, sir.
No. Which particular exam?
Medical and Dental Council of Nigeria license.
Is it the licensing exam? Where did you train?
I studied abroad.
You studied abroad, so
yes,
you needed
sir.
That exam.
Yes, sir.
Licensing qualifying exam. And you cleared it.
Yes,
congratulations. Doctor. What's the name? Ezekiel. God bless you. Cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. In Jesus' name. Go ahead. Give the Lord the praise.
Sister Ladi. So some years back, about 3 years ago, she had an encounter in the dream where you taught her how to do a particular business. And she got up from that dream and began to do that, operate in that business. Today, she has built a house and she just bought a car worth millions.
Wow. Encounter of teaching people business, that is a good one. Oh. And also how to pay your tithe in the same encounter. I prophesy to someone here. God will show you where your money is. That amen is too paralyzed.
the business line that has your resources, that realm that has your finances, and also the grace to fulfill covenant obligations be released both on you. In Jesus' precious name.
Our brother Vincent from Cameroon. One of the prayer points our brother came with from Cameroon was a business they've been trusting God for. Petroleum, something into petroleum. Fuel importation. And while in the service, when one of the services, the fire night, that's the night, the vigil, sir, he got a call that the company has been licensed to import millions of liters of fuel, 25 million liters. That will begin tomorrow morning.
That is to begin tomorrow morning. Yes, you came all the way from Cameroon. I'm sure you will come again.
The testimony.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Lift up your hands. Father, more. More. Everyone trusting God. I told you we are in a season, a phase of unnatural, supernatural financial supplies. Everyone trusting God for such supplies, lift your hands and receive now in Jesus' name. Supplies are released. Say amen.
Sister Glory here said she came into the conference believing God for the judgment of altars in her father's house. On Thursday, while the ministration was ongoing, she said she saw God's servant dropped a white handkerchief and said, take, this is your mantle. And all of a sudden, in that same encounter, she saw altars of her father's house catching fire. She said immediately after that encounter, in that service, her brothers that have been scattered were not in talking terms. All of a sudden, they started calling her. The family is restored, and she believes it's a turnaround moment for
every
her.
Altar fighting your father's house and fighting your siblings, today the altars are set on fire. Now I declare restoration.
Now once we take this far, I think we should be good. Quickly.
Sister Dose said she has a rice factory in Benue. When the flood happened, he said, you stood on the altar and declared for the flood to cease. And she said she keyed into that declaration. And she said, when the flood happened, the factory machines, not one was affected. What she would have bought in China, if any of the machine was affected, she would have bought maybe spare parts to replace them all the way from China. Other people's own were affected, but ours was preserved by that declaration. And she's there to give God praise.
When I opened the factory, instead of the machines to soak water, because it was like very high, it tainted like this. This was how it was.
The machines.
And I actually saw you in the dream. You came, you went into the River Benue, you came out, you said, are you okay, daughter? I said, fine. You went, and you know, several times. And then you pushed the machines one side. That was in the dream.
Pushed the machines one side.
Yes,
in the dream.
Machines, yes. And, yeah, and then the next, when I now went to open the factory, because I had locked it down, and then when I opened it, all my machines
were tilted.
Yes. Everybody's machines were soaked.
A way in which the water could not enter.
Yes.
And in the encounter, the machines were pushed on one side.
Yes.
These things are real. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Can we give a celebration song to commemorate this mighty, mighty deliverance?
Creator of the universe, what can you do? What can you do?
Jesus, name above every other name.
What can't you
do?
Jesus, you're able. Hey.
You are able. Great and mighty.
Start from there. There is nothing.
She said she started a fashion line and decided to expand the business. All of a sudden, arrow of insanity was fired at her.
Oh my God.
She lost her mind. Pains all over in her body. She came all the way from Taraba to attend the conference. But she said in the midst of the conference, that satanic arrow was retrieved. Now she can get herself, all the associated pains in her body, all gone. And she's there to give
God praise. Everywhere they have fired an arrow against you from, the arrows are retrieved and refired back to sender. Go and fulfill your destiny in Jesus' name.
So our sister, George Joseph, says she came to church with this heaviness. Sorry. With this heaviness in her head, shaking and terrible pain. But at the shout of I receive, she felt a cold sensation. That headache had checked out and she's now free.
Congratulations. Power of the Holy Ghost, be free. Yes.
Sister Kemi, can she see the oil on her fingers? I met her with the fingers trembling. She said that the shout of I receive, she saw this on her fingers, oil, and then cold sensation all around her.
There is nothing, nothing you cannot do. There is nothing,
nothing you cannot do. Say, nothing you cannot say.
Take your own testimonies. Please dance your way back to your seat. Celebrate, people.
There is nothing. Nothing you cannot do. Nothing you cannot turn around.
You are able. Great and mighty God. I put my trust in you. Woo! You are able, Jesus.
Again, you are able.
You are able.
Great and mighty God.
You are able.
You are able, Jesus.
One more time, you are able.
You are able.
Great and mighty God.
Great and mighty God.
Yes, you are able.
You are able.
Nothing you cannot do,
nothing you cannot change,
oh Jesus,
nothing you cannot turn
around,
you are able, great and mighty God,
I put my trust in you.
Shout of praise. And please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. We have so many dedications today. I will tell you about that shortly and you'll be excited to know. So many, many, many dedications today. Before we do that, anyone here this morning, the first thing you want to do is to dedicate your life to Jesus. You want to hand over yourself to Jesus. Make your sins forgiven. Causing Jesus to be Lord over your life. Making today to mark a new day in your life. Anywhere you are, place your hand on your chest and pray after me this prayer and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you and no turning back. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.